yesterday and day before, the huge emphasis on heaven, paradise, golden age. You are establishing a kingdom. Others establish a kingdom through war. You establish through study. But this study helps you to know what is happening in the world. And what is happening in this world, which no one else can understand. You are understanding that the real players are unconscious and their enemy is in charge of life and minds, but this enemy is mad. And in this madness, he has some ideas. He wants to change a story. That is his idea of progress and success. Fully busy, this mad enemy. So, whilst everyone else is busy doing things in that spell of the enemy, your intervention now is very different. Your intervention is to get the invisible players conscious. So different. You are not going to give arms to some army or get more gold, yeah, or give gold. You are not trying to change the story. You want your invisible brothers to become conscious. That's great, but how? You will have to remain conscious. This challenge has a power to help ourselves. Sometimes a question comes, how to really become free from the vices? Really means there is no trace of it. The way to become free from the vices is go on the other side. We have to make the world free from the vices. Just meaning you want to remove the enemy from this planet, help others become free from their enemies. Mad. We don't want to help in the madness of anyone. It is like such a waste of time. But this madness brings penalties. It's a very clean, neat program. Invisible player. For him to use this Paras intellect is an absolute precondition. That is what this university teaches. In this school study, but we are studying the invisible and alaukik and divine. This is what we are studying because we ourselves are from that invisible dimension. Everything of ours is alaukik, not part of the story. That's all it means. Unearthly. And then everything is obvious and vivid. You are understanding everyone is prince. Each one is a prince who belongs to the King of Kings, Divine King. Some of these words we heard in the Brahmin language, people say divine family. This is reality. You know, these are divine brothers. When there is no demon, everything is auspicious. Divine is a right word for this. And these two words are used in the Gita, Divya and Alaukik. Never understood what it all means. Knew something higher, but this is the reality of everyone. They are Divya. The only thing you can expect from them is love and happiness and contentment under all provocations. And why? Because truth is like this. Story is different, and story cannot harm them. They can afford to be 100% innocent and carefree. That side, no compromise on it. But then, having got that right, they are happy to play the game. And they do whatever is required and what Srimati allows. Happy to act in this story world. But no compromise on the reality of Divya and Alaukik. Someone who is in this space, he helps others become conscious just by he being there and shining light here. He will start the process in many others. It is like a lighthouse phenomenon. That is the highest karma, to revive someone who is unconscious for a long time and make him an eternal prince. That is a good karma, and that will have its reward. To establish golden age, there is such a beautiful challenge, the confluence age. It's a benevolent age.